So if we have a particular inspiration to do service, and then the leadership is not very supportive of that, then what do we do? See, basically, when we are working in an institution, there are broadly three ways in which you can work. One is that the authority or the those in power, they want something to be done, and we do that. That means we basically make their vision our vision. Then, if we do that, then practically all the facility, the power, the resources of the institution, which are there with those authorities, they come to help us. That is one way to work. The other way to work is that we have our own vision. This is what I feel inspired. Then, if we have our own vision for doing things, then we will have to create the facilities. We will have to create the resources. Now, that is also through the devotee community only various ways we'll create. But in general, when we are working in an institution, we will not get two things together. That is freedom and facility. Either we will get facility or we will get freedom. Facility means that the institution wants us to do some service, and we do that service, we get all the facilities. But if you want the freedom to do something according to our vision, we can't expect the institution to provide the facility. We may have to create the facilities. So it's not that one is right and other is wrong. We have a vision, we have practiced practically for many years, and we may feel inspired to do service in particular. But the institution leaders, whatever reason they have authority now, and they have a particular vision of how things are to be done. So they will use the facilities which are with them for fulfilling that vision. So if something is my vision to do things, then I have to create the facility. If I want the freedom to implement my vision for doing things, then I cannot expect others to provide me the facility. If others provide, that's wonderful. But it is that I have to create the facility. So generally speaking, so one extreme is we just give up our freedom and then we get the facility. Because we're just implementing the vision of some other information leader. Otherwise, if we want the freedom, then we have to create the facility. And in many cases, most devotees work somewhere in between the two. Now, we have some area where we have our own freedom and we create our own facilities. And there's some area where we work with the institution, within the institution, and then we use the institution's facilities. So both ways, so they're basically the three ways. There's facility but no freedom, there is freedom but no facility. And there are some places where there's both freedom and facility. But in general, we have to know that if it's my vision of what is to learn, then I should not expect too much facilities from the institution. Because different people actually have different visions. So over a period of time, if we persevere in our vision, we share our vision with others, then Krishna will send other devotees also who share that vision. And they will, through that, the resources will come together. And gradually, that vision can also be manifested in the service of Krishna. But in general, it is a very rare situation where we will get freedom and facility together. It's good to start that if I want to implement my vision, to assume that I may not get many facilities. Then we will not be frustrated by the... We will not have frustrated expectations. If we get facilities, that will be like an additional boon for us. And we see that in the case of Prabhupada also. When he came to America, he wanted to preach. And his godbrothers, for them to get some money from Padmapad Singhania transferred to America, it was no big deal for them. Some of them had good contacts. And they just had to go and meet and sign a few letters, make a few petitions. But they didn't do it for him. Padmapad Singhania was a wealthy donor who wanted to give money to Srila Prabhupada so that Prabhupada could build a temple in America. But the Indian government was not sanctioning the money. So Prabhupada wrote to his godfathers to do that. They didn't do it. Because, they felt this is not my vision. This is not the Ansari's vision. Now Prabhupada tried to make them see this is not my vision. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur's vision. And I am trying to implement his vision. But somehow they couldn't see it. So we see that Prabhupada, he, even though he was implementing Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur's vision, he did not get any of the facilities that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur only had created, but which were with other devotees. Now, we are not saying that the Gaudiya Mutha devotees were bad or anything. It's just that they had a different vision of things. So, if Srila Prabhupada was such a great Mahabhagwat, even he did not get facilities when he had to implement a particular vision. Then, because others had a different vision, then what to speak of us? So it's difficult to implement our own vision and start off without facilities. But we see that those devotees who have a particular vision, they persevere. Krishna does send facilities. It takes time, but Krishna sends facilities. Wherever there is a desire to serve him, that's how Krishna does. Yatra yogeshwara Krishna yatra partho dhanurdhara. Like Arjuna has raised his bow, Krishna is there. And eventually, Shri Rajayo Bhutir, all that will come. But it may take time to come. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai. 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 Jai.